Si sabba sangida sangi, di koi lo vila. Si sangana paya kande naro tamada. Se sangana paya kande naro tamada.
That personality who delivered the treasure of Prima Bhakti, who was so intense with compassion, where is such a personality to be found as Sri Acharya Thakur Srinivasacharya? Where are the saviors of the fallen souls? Where is my Srirup Dambadar? And where are Rupa Swami and Sanatan Goswami? Where is Raghunath Das to be found? Where are my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta Goswamis? Where am I to find Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj now? All at once they have gone to join Lord Gauranga, the great dancer. To reach such a perfect personality as Lord Chaitanya, I can only break my head against the stone in the anguish of separation. They have all gone off together in their own lila pastimes. Narottam Das Thakur says, unable to obtain their admission. Sri Lochan Das Thakur ki jai. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare. Gopidandavallava Girivaradari. Yasodhananana Vraja Janaranjana. Jamunatira Vannachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare.
Jaya Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paribhadaka Charja Astotarata Sisi Srimad. His Divine Grace of Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ISKCON Vibhuti Founder Charge His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paribhadaka Charja Astotarata Sisi Srimad. His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Sranda Sarsatamana Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananda Gari Vaishnavinda ki jai. Namacharja Shri Haridas Thakur ki jai. Timsa Goho Sikha Sachaitanya Prabhunatananda Srivati Gradhara Shiva Siddhi Gaura Bhakta Vrindhi ki jai. Sisi Radha Krishna Gopinasham Gidarada Kundi Gidi Gopradhana ki jai. Vrindav Matra Dham ki jai. Srimatra Dham ki jai. Srinu Dvarka Dham ki jai. Sri Gangamai Janamai ki jai. Bhakti Devi Tulsi Maharani ki jai. Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Jatai Gora Primanandu. All glories to the Son of Devotees. All glories to the Samadhotis. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. If there's time at the end, we'll take a couple minutes to read one very nice purport that Srila Prabhupada writes to one song of Srila Lochan Das Thakur that Srila Prabhupada first sung in Atlanta. It was very memorable.
period when Srila Prabhupada first saw the deities of Gaur Nithai in Atlanta, he wept and went into an ecstatic trance. When Srila Prabhupada sang this song, he also, there's a very nice recording of it, where Srila Prabhupada struggled to get through it. He was in such a great emotion. So Lochan Das Thakur was very special. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter 3, entitled Yamaraj Instructs His Messengers, text number 11. Sri Badarayanir Uvacha Iti Deva Sa Aprishta Raja Samyamano Yama Pritta Sadhutan Patya Smaran Padambujam Hare Sri Badarayani Ruvacha Iti Deva Sam Prishta Praja Samyamano Yama Prita Sadhatam Pratyaha Smaran Pandam Padam Bhujam Hare Sri Badarayani Ruvacha Iti Deva Saprishta Praja Samyamano Yama Prita Sadutan Pratyaha Smaran Padam Bhujam Hare Iti Badarayani Ruvacha Iti Devaksa Aprishta Praja Samyamano Yama Pritak Sadhutan Pratyaha Smaran Padam Bhujam Hare. Ladies,
Sri Badaraini Uvacha. Shukadeva Goswami said, Iti thus, Deva, the demigod, Sa, he, Aprishta, being questioned, Prajasam Yamana, Yama, Yama, Lord Yamaraj, who controls the living entities, Pritta, being pleased, Sadhutan, to his own servants, Pratyaha, replied, Smaran, remembering, Pada Ambhujam, the lotus feet, Hare of Hari, the personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, thus having been questioned, Lord Yamaraj, the supreme controller of the living entities, was very pleased with his order carriers because of hearing from them the holy name of Narayan. He remembered the lotus feet of the Lord and began to reply. Please repeat. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, thus having been questioned, Lord Yamaraj, the supreme controller of the living entities, was very pleased with his order carriers because of hearing from them the holy name of Narayan. He remembered the lotus feet of the Lord and began to reply. Purport. Srila Yamaraj, the supreme controller of the living entities in terms of their pious and impious activities, was very pleased with his servants because they had chanted the holy name of Narayan in his dominion. Yamaraj has a deal. I'm sorry. No, he has to deal. Yamaraj has to deal with men who are all sinful and who are hardly and who can hardly understand Narayan. Consequently, when his order carriers uttered the name of Narayan, he was extremely pleased, for he also is a Vaishnav. Om Ajnana Tamirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumanitam Dinatasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manovisam Stavitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamanda Dati Shwabadantikam Ugamurati Vajalam Pungam Langayate Girimaj Gipadam Vande Sri Gurum Dinatharanam. So we're moving from one important conversation to another here. We've been hearing how the Yamadutas were questioning who's in charge here. Just like sometimes we also question what's going on around here. And Yamaraj is answering. Now we're going into another very important section where Lord Yamaraj is beginning to instruct and basically point out to the Yamadutas who is in charge. The Chaitanya Charitamrita describes Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arsava Bhritya, that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, alone is the supreme controller, and all others are his servants. This is the point that Yamaraj here is going to be delineating to his servants, the Yamadutas. And, of course, this is a very difficult proposition for the materialists.
their consciousness is Ishvaroham Aham Bhogi, that I am the Lord of everything. The conditioned souls are very expert, and they're very determined to accumulate all kinds of toys. Even we stock our used storage closets with all sorts of toys. We surround ourselves with so many toys. And with all these objects of sense gratification, we think ourselves to be the enjoyers. We're perfect in all of our activities, and we're careful to surround ourselves with fools who glorify us. This is the basic mentality in material life. And as a result, we fall into this delusional idea of being happy and in control. Srila Prabhupada points out how we can't even control the little teeny hair that's growing on the body, or even the call of nature. But at the same time, we're thinking that we're happy and enjoying in this material world. But this is not the case. Actually, we can't control much of anything. And this is not easy to understand, because the illusory energy is so strong that even the great sages and munis, Pantas to Kotis Devatsara Sambragamyo, Vayor Tapi Manaso Muni Pungavanam, that even the great sages who are very advanced in their consciousness, they also cannot understand the absolute truth in full. Yamaraj, being one of the Mahajans and authorities in understanding this principle, is now beginning to instruct his servants and pointing out to them that this is the fact, that we're all dancing as the Lord makes us dance. It's not that we're the masters of our own destiny, as people like to sometimes say. What to speak of controlling anything? The Lord Himself explains to Uddhava that na sadai sadayati mam jogo, that it's not that by some mystic yoga and some special power, or nasankyam dharma udava, that by studying some great philosophical literatures, developing all sorts of mundane knowledge or knowledge about material life, or even developing or engaging in pious works. People are very proud of their charitable works. And again, they're very quick to take praise for it. It's nice to have your name up there in front of some charitable organization that's distributing, you know, very good that they're distributing some foodstuffs. But even pious work or mystic yoga or austerities or tyaga tapas or renunciation, none of these items qualify one for attracting the personality of Godhead, controlling the personality of Godhead. But the Lord himself, he says that yata bhaktir mamurjita, that it's by bhakti, devotional service, that the Lord becomes attracted. It's by strongly developing a devotional service. This is the point. And the devotees, of course, the devotees have these you could say powers or abilities, that it's mystical how a devotee can go into a, say, a factory or into a bar and engage so many persons in Krishna's service. It's quite mystical, actually. You hear how in how the devotees would sometimes go into these large factories, and they would distribute hundreds and hundreds of books all at once. Also the devotees are engaged in so many pious works, and of course very knowledgeable, and they may be also very austere and renounced, but the main principle is that they've strongly developed their devotional lives. And this is the point that Yamaraj makes later on in this chapter to the Yamadutas, that it's by devotional service. That devotional service is the ultimate principle in human society. Etavane Valoke Smin. That the most important practice or most important principle in human society, it's not this work or that work, but pious work, that is, or philanthropic work, but it's a devotional service. It's by developing that process of a devotional service, which begins with chanting. And that is the main principle. And that chanting is what enlivens the devotees. Just as here in this verse, Yamaraj became enlivened when he heard his servants chant the holy name of Narayan in his dominion. Because he has to deal with so many types of personalities, as Prabhupada points out here, he has to deal with men who are all sinful and who can hardly understand Narayan. So when that holy name is chanted, obviously the Yamadutas must have been pious, that they were able to, even though they're quite ghastly characters, they were able to chant the holy name of Narayan. They're able to. They're qualified to. And that chanting enlivened Yamaraj. And just as the sages were explaining to Suta Goswami in the Bhagavatam, they point out that we never tire of hearing about the transcendental activities, the transcendental adventures of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Instead, we relish every moment. This is the mentality of the devotees, that whenever the discussions about the Personality of Godhead come about, they become very enlivened and want to hear more. The materialists, on the other hand, they're very expert at avoiding these topics, this sort of conversation, and they go to great extremes to avoid these discussions. Whereas the devotees of the Lord, they go to great extremes to try and hear about them. And as soon as that discussion comes about, they become more and more enlivened. Suta Goswami again explains later on in the Bhagavatam, Nama Sankirtanam Yasya, that the hearing of these pastimes, these transcendental narrations, are so powerful that they destroy destroy all sins. Simply by hearing about these pastimes, all of one's sins are eradicated. How? By offering obeisances and discussing these topics, one is relieved of all material suffering. This is very important. And of course, this story here of this pastime of Ajamil is right along that line, that simply by hearing the holy name of the Lord, hearing some or other, being able to chant that name, he was relieved of all his material suffering. His sins were absolved. So it's a practical example of how this process of Krishna consciousness, chanting, the association of Vaishnavas, is so important, and it's really the only thing that is important in this age. A kali kali ar nahi kona dharm. The Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that in the Kali Yuga, there are only Vaishnavas and Vaishnava principles. Vaishnava Vaishnava Shastra Isha E Kahi Marm. There's nothing else. Just as here, Yamaraj, he became extremely pleased when he heard this holy name of Narayan, because he also is a Vaishnava. The Vaishnavas become enlivened, and their only interest is to hear about the activities of the Lord and the activities of his devotees. They only want to hear from the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees. Whereas the materialists, Bhagavatam explains how they're very, again, expert at listening to so many other things which are so useless. And there's thousands and countless topics. There's so many things that people can hear about, but there's no interest in hearing that sort of subject matter. Instead, we want to hear what the Vaishnavas have to say. And now we're going to hear in how Yamaraj, who is again one of the Mahajans and great authorities in spiritual knowledge, Vedic knowledge, begins to instruct his servants and establishes the position of the Personality of Godhead. So it's a very important instruction, and there's many wonderful verses in this chapter given by Yamaraj. And speaking of listening to the great Vaishnavas, I thought we could listen to what Srila Prabhupada has to say about this wonderful song of Lochan Das Thakur. I think we just have a couple minutes. It'll take a few minutes to get through this. This is the song Paramakarna, which many of us have heard before. And Srila Prabhupada writes, "This is a song by Lochan Das Thakur. Pahun means Lord, and Dui Jana means two. Lochan Das Thakur declares that the two lords, Nittai Gorchandra, Lord Nittai and Lord Chaitanya, are very merciful. Paramakarna, Sabha Avatar Shara Shiramani. Avatar means incarnation, and Sabha means all. They are the essence of all incarnations. The specific significance of these incarnations is that prosecuting their way of self-realization is simply joyful. Kevala Ananda Kanda. For they introduce chanting and dancing. There are many incarnations like Lord Ram and even Krishna who taught Bhagavad Gita, which requires knowledge and understanding. But Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda introduced a process that is simply joyful, which is simply to chant and dance. Therefore, Lochan Das requests everyone, Bhaja Bhaja Bhai Chaitanya Nitai, my dear brother, I request that you just worship Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda with firm conviction and faith. Don't think that this chanting and dancing will not lead to the desired goal. It will. It is the assurance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that one will get all perfection by this process. Therefore, one must chant with firm faith and conviction. Vishvasakori. But what is that the process? The process is Vishaya Chadiya Sedase Majiya. If one wants to be Krishna conscious by this process, one has to give up his engagement in sense gratification. That is the only restriction. If one gives up sense gratification, it is sure that he will reach the desired goal. Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari. One simply has to chant Hare Krishna, Hari Hari, without any motive of sense gratification. Deko ore bhai tribhuvane nai. Lochan Das Thakur says, my dear brother, you just try and examine this. Within the three worlds, there is no one like Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda, because their merciful qualities are so great that they make even birds and beasts cry, not to speak of human beings. Actually, when Lord Chaitanya passed through the forest known as Jarakanda, the tigers, elephants, snakes, deer, and all other animals joined him in chanting Hare Krishna. It is so nice that anyone can join. Even the animals can join, not to speak of human beings. Of course, it is not possible for ordinary men to induce animals to chant. But if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could induce or could inspire animals to chant, at least we can encourage human beings to adopt this path of Hare Krishna mantra chanting. It is so nice that even the most stone-hearted man will be melted. Pashana means stone. It is so nice that even stone will melt.
But Lord Chandas Thakur regrets that he is entrapped by sense gratification. He addresses himself, "My dear mind, you are entrapped in this sense gratification process, and you have no attraction for chanting Hare Krishna. Since you have no attraction for the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, what can I say? I can simply think of my misfortune. Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, is punishing me by not allowing me to be attracted by this movement." There's a very nice, quick little story about Lord Chandas Thakur that when he, as is the custom, they would marry off the children at a very young age. And this was the case with Lord Chandas Thakur, that as a young, very young boy, he was married. The wife, the girl, she stayed in her family's home. And when the time came that they would come together, the family members were a little bit concerned because Lord Chandas Thakur had for many years been was becoming a bit distant. He would spend his time discussing spiritual topics with his associates. So the family was a bit worried that what's going to happen to this marriage. So they asked his spiritual master, who was Narahari Sarkar, to ask Lochan to go and see the family. So he was ordered to by his guru to go and see, go to the village where this young girl was. So he went. And because he hadn't been there for so long, he forgot where she lived. So as he was walking along, he stopped one young girl and he asked her, "Where is such and such family?" So he went there, and lo and behold, when he got there, he realized that this young girl that he had addressed, "Ma, tell me where this family lives," was actually his wife to be. So from that point on, he addressed her as Ma and saw her as mother. And he he worshipped Guru and Gauranga in the with the attitude of renunciation. In other words, he, from that point on, he became very detached and renounced in his family life. So it's very rare that one can become so absorbed in Krishna consciousness and develop such a humble attitude as Prabhupada writes here in this purport, that what did he say, that it was what did he say about Yamaraj? That last line was so incredible. "I can simply think of my misfortune. Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, is punishing me by not allowing me to be attracted by this movement." So it's very fortunate for anyone who can come in contact with
this Krishna consciousness movement and the devotees of this Krishna consciousness movement. And when we have the opportunity to hear the glories of the Lord, it's very, very fortunate. Again, just here as Yamaraj is expressing his great appreciation that he's hearing the holy name of the Lord in this place. So, well, and there, are there any questions or comments? Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.